This is VOA News Fire Remote. I'm Tommy Bigney. Approximately 284,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed infections is nearly 4.2 million people. In the United States, 81,000 people have died and counting, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says that Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. The official says Pence has repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 since his exposure, but is following advice of medical officials. Pence's move comes on the heels of three members of the White House's coronavirus task force placing themselves in quarantine after being exposed to someone at the White House who had the virus. Some of President Trump's top economic advisors are stressing the importance of states getting more businesses and offices to open during the pandemic. Their pitch comes as the coronavirus makes its way to the White House complex, where three members of the administration's task force are now in self-quarantine. The president and governors are facing competing pressure points. More economic activity and travel will likely lead to more people contracting COVID-19, but tight restrictions and which businesses can open are causing millions of people to join the ranks of the unemployed. As requests for ventilators from the national stockpile reached a crescendo in late March, President Trump made what seemed like a bold claim, and that his administration would have 100,000 within 100 days. At the time, the Department of Health and Human Services had not ordered any new ventilators since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is VOA News. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a modest easing of the country's coronavirus lockdown and outlined his government's roadmap for further lifting restrictions in the coming months. In a televised address to the nation broadcast Sunday night, Johnson said people in manufacturing jobs and others who can't work from home should be actively encouraged to go to work this week. He said that starting Wednesday, a limit on outdoor exercise to once a day will be lifted and people will be able to take unlimited amounts. The prime minister stressed that social distancing guidelines still will have to be observed. He also spent a week in the hospital receiving treatment for COVID-19 himself. Chip makers Intel and Taiwan Semiconductor are talking to the Trump administration about building new semiconductor plants in the United States. This comes as U.S. officials grow more worried about relying on suppliers in Asia for components that are critical to so many electronics products into the Pentagon. Intel CEO Bob Swan says strengthening U.S. chip production is more important than ever, given the uncertainty created by the current geopolitical environment. The discussions were first reported by the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. gets many semiconductors from factories in Taiwan, South Korea, and China. President Trump is now hoping to persuade a Supreme Court with two of his appointees to keep his tax and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a district attorney. The justices are hearing arguments by telephone on Tuesday in a pivotal legal fight that could affect the presidential campaign. Even with the coronavirus outbreak and the resulting economic fallout, rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that Mr. Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. Mr. Trump has resisted calls to release his tax returns since before his election in 2016. In the state of Georgia, the attorney general there on Sunday asked the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate the handling of the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. He is the black man who authorities said died at the hands of two white men as he ran through a neighborhood. Arbery was shot and killed February 23rd. No arrests were made until this month after national outrage over the case swelled when video surfaced that appeared to show the shooting. The attorney general said we're committed to complete and transparent review of how the case was handled. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.